We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Yud Gimel Mabez, and we're continuing Machloikis Ziri and Rav Asi, if our Mishnah woman Daberes Oy Nivala. And we want to have questions back and forth. Meisve, Ra'ush Nikrasam Echad Lesesa. You saw she went into someone privately, Oy Lechorba. So one of two things. So Rashi Mavur, Sesa means Yichud, and Chorba means that it's a place where it's Stomala's nuts. So by Chorba already, you could assume she was Mezana. And they asked her, who is this person? Koyin who? So she says, he's a Koyin, which means Yuchis, or Ben Achiaba, he's my cousin. So Ragamil, Rabbi Lezer, Imrim, Nemanis, she's believed. Rabbi Shuama, Loyim, Pian, Achayin. She is Becheskes, Abu Ula, Tanasin, Mamzin, until she brings a Raya. So Bishlam Leziri, who says that there's two levels, there's a Nistara and a Muberis, we have in our Mishnah, so it means there's a Nistara and a Bia, and we say there's a Chirish to each way, one Chirish for Rabbi Shu, one Chirish for Rabbi Gamil, so it means, Tarati, L'Seisei L'Chorba, one means Yichud, and one means Chorba. El Ravasi Doma Nivala, according to Ravasi, that Seisei means Nivala, Tarati Lomli, what do you say, Seisei Chorba, what do you say in the same case twice? And for the Gemara, Chodak Tani, L'Seisei L'Chorba, went to a private Chorba. Right there, Ravah, L'Seisei Oil L'Chorba Tani, it says two things. And for the Gemara, like this, Chada l'chorba demasa, v'chada l'chorba d'dabra. One is talking about a chorba in the city, one's out of the city. So why is that a chiddush? But tzrichi, the yeshbi l'chorba demasa, if we're talking about a chorba in the masa, so even though it was a vada bia, v'hal kamach shir rav gamil, should the right sherem at slow, because in the city, most people like sherem. I have l'chorba d'dabra, but we go to the chorba d'dabra, which means out in the midbar, there, you're working with the whole world. Anyone could come there. And the roi of the world are goyim. The right Pshul Mansla, Ema, Maidle Rav Shua, Maidle Rav Shua, it's already a rive already, then you have to be Chayshish. V'yashmin and Bahi, if it just said the case of the Dabra, which is a rive, but he come Rav Shua, that's Rav Shua is also, Vaha, in the city, and Maidle Gamil, Tzricha. So we're answering like this, according to Rav Asi, that Seisa doesn't answer, only in Nivela answers. So what's the two things, Seisa and Chorba? One's Chorba de Masa, and one is Chorba de Dabra. That's the answer. And the answer is, and the Chiddush is, that in the city, the Chiddush is that still Rabbi Shuas is not Neman, Nemanas, even though it's Raiv Ksher. And in the outside of the city, it's a Chiddush Rav Gamil, even though it's Raiv Psulim, it's law, still she's Neman. That's the Chiddush. That's the two cases. Zot Gemara Vaita, not a Rai. And this Rai already, I give a sneak preview, will slog up the Shita of Rav Asi. Meisvei. It's really our Mishnah, but it's giving you the background and the tainus back and forth of our Mishnah. Mesve. Zu edus she'isha k'sherila. Rabbi Shu'ama ena nemenes. So it says in this braisa that this edus that the isha says is that kosher nevalti, the loch is that is according to our Gamil's neman. Rabbi Shu'a says no, ena nemenes. She says, no, you're not Nema. This Adis, the Isha says that this person was kosher, she's not Nema. Omalem, Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamil, you say Nemenes. Yata moidim, v'shvuya shenishbis, v'yeshla edim shenishbis. You're going to tell me now, if Isha, Chafzon gets captured by Goyim, and we have edim shenishbis, v'hi omra tahirani, she says tahira, she'ena Nemenes. She's not Nema, right? She's an apostle. That's Allah. Shvuya is also takayin. Omra le'aval, yeah, you're right. So Rav Shuvi says, okay, what is the difference? What's the difference between the case of Shavuya and the case over here? Zok de Gemara, so he answers back, Lazu yesh edim, that there you have edim. Since it's Nishpas, everyone knows that the Shavu edim. Lazu ain't edim. Here, all you saw is Medaberes. And she could have said Lo Nevalti, so therefore she's Naman. Lazu ain't edim. Omalahem, okay, good, you answered that case of Medaberes. Because maybe there she was never Nivala, and she had a migu. But Amalhem Av Lazuyash Adim, Shari Kraisa Ben Shana. What do you mean? What about the case of Mubaris? That's a case where you also say she's Naman. And there you have Adim, so why is that different than Shvuya? Amrulai, Raiv Avichavim Prutzim Barayas Haim. Raiv Avichavim Prutzim Barayas. What is that? How's that answering? We'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about that. Amalhem, so Rabbi Yeshua says back to them, Ain't Av Chavis Barayas. We'll see what this discussion was to answer. And then it says, Mevad Vavur Remez Isha Vagufa. When are you Neman only on the Isha herself? Ava Edis Isha Bebita Dirai Kol Vlach Shtuki. But the Gavi, the child, everyone agrees with Vlach Shtuki. Freit the Gemara, Maika Amalu Maika Mahardalu. What is going on here? Rabbi Yeshua Tainis to Rabbi Gamil, what do you mean? Shvuya Maskim is Possel. So you said, oh, here Medaberes doesn't have Edim. But by Mubaris also she's Naaman. Why is it different than Shuya? So the answer, Roiv Oyvi Chavim Prutz Marais. What was our Teretz? My Kamalu, my Kamalu, Hok Kamalu. Hashavizano Amubaris, Matashivainu Amidabaris. Good, you have a good taina by Mubaris, you have a good taina. That's what Gemil tells to Rabbi Yeshua. You have a good taina on Mubaris. You say that's like a Shuya. Here, I'm looking to answer back on that. But what are you tying to the case of Midabaris? Omalahem, Midabaris, Hainu Shuya. Midabaris is acting like Shuya. Like Shuya. Also, Omalahi, Sir Gemil says no. Shani Shuya, the Reva Chavim, Prutzim Barayas. By Shuya is Reva Chavim, Prutzim Barayas, and therefore they've Shuya Mazara with her. Prutzim Barayas, Omalahem, Zokt Rabbi Shuya back, Hoyanami. Yichud also, given the starter, ain't have a chavas arayis. Since that yichud ain't have a chavas arayis. So it means like this: Rabbi Shua had a taina on a gemil that this case is doimer to shvuya, and on each case he said muberes. You said is also for sure. First he wanted to say no shvuya. There's eidim. He has no eidim. So he says muberes klar demzana. Aye, taina yichud alone. So zok and yichud not doimer to shvuya because shvuya is roiv v'chav and prutzim arayis. On that, Rabbi Shua says, no, ain't up a chopper's arise. That's the discussion over here. What is Taka? What?
I'm trying to show the Rabbi Shua.
That's Rabbi Shua telling back Gamil. Rabbi Shua telling back Rabbi Gamil. No, he didn't. No, Rabbi Gamil said that. Rabbi Gamil said that. Rabbi Gamil said, don't bring Raya to Shavuya to Medaberes. Shavuya is not Raya to Medaberes because Shavuya is Prutzim. Shavuya is Brutzim. Here's not a part. So he says, no. Once you have Yichud, ain't have a Chopas to arise. Al Kaponim, K'toni Mias, if you learn this Bryce like a mensch, you'll see clearly there's two things, right? Muberes and Medaberes. K'toni Mias, Tarti, Medaberes and Muberes. Shifta the Ravasi, Tiyufta. If you saw Nivola, it wouldn't be a Shal, you have Eidim, right? Teres says, all it is Yichud. So you see, Klar, there are two things, Medaberes and Meuberes. Now, what's Pshat in Rabbi Gamil Taka? What's Pshat in Rabbi Gamil? That Itaka Nemon over here to say that it was a kosher. I lechayr, why is it different than shvuya? So Taisa says the answer is because isha mezana bedekes umezana. It's like a chazaka that an isha's mezana is always bedekes. That's Rabbi Gamil's svara. With the bari together, he have a chazaka. Rashi is mashma that the reason is because there's a cheskas kashrus. She's a kosher. She has a cheskes kashrus. Cheskes kashrus with a bari is even neman k'neged aroyv. With a bari is even neman k'neged aroyv. Usually cheskes kashrus is not k'neged aroyv because roiv chazaka roiv adif. But together with the bari works. That's Rashi's pshat on Gamil. Two pshat on Gamil. Either that the isha is baidek umezana, or the pshat is there's a cheskes haguf together, which means cheskes kashrus together with the bari. Freitig var kasha. But typically, the Hossam Reib Psuma Eslavach Reib Ksherim Eslav. I have a different teretz to the Kasha. What was the big Kasha from Shvuya? Okay, good, it's Vade Nivala. But here it's Goyim. And here it's Reib Ksherim. So, the Gemara, I'm going to say, Yeh, Leila Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Don't Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Divra Machsha, which is Ragamil, Machsha Philip Reib Psulim. They're Machsha even by Reib Psulim. And the Divra Paisel, Paisel Philip Reib Ksherim. According to the Paisel, it's Paisel Philip Reib Ksherim. That means, Fear of Gamil, you never even connect a Reib Psulim, and therefore, there was no way to answer from Shvuya because there is Psulim. I can ask me, what do you mean? I still have a taina. Still have a taina to Shvuya. Shvuya is a guy. It's a Vade apostle, not a Roiv. It's a Vade apostle. What was the Gemara's kasha for those who didn't get it the first time? The Gemara's question was that we have a kasha Shvuya on Rabbi Gamil, right? Shvuya, you're masking, right? So why is this different? So what's the real trying to answer, right? So why didn't he say Pasha Teretz? That's a guy, and this is anyone. This is Roiv Ksherim. So, vice does the Gemara says Roy Psulim. That's the Gemara answers. My vice does say even Roy Psulim reveals them, and they've got a kasha from Shvuya. You know, Teretz. They've got a kasha from Shvuya. But let me ask you, I still have a chilek. By Shvuya, it was a guy. Not a Roy, it was a guy. So, Tysus asks his kasha. Tysus has a kasha, Dir Maskam Seyeya, Hiksha Reyatam, Akat Tapele, the Hosom Beshvuya, Kol Psulim, Vacha Bechur Vadaber Roy. The Tirits, the Roy Kakoil. Roy is like Karl. That's Tysus' answer. Roy is no difference between Roy and that. No, but you know for sure that what?
She's claiming
right. But still, the Gabi, the Roiv Goyim, there it's worse. Hey, that's a good territory. So you can say there it's a suffix on the beer itself. Okay, but here also we're going by a case of Yichroso. They were going Yichroso. We're saying Im Chavos Arayis.
Huh?
What? Why isn't he weird?
Why is he?
By Shavuya? Right, because there, for Taisvis is Pashut, because you don't have Baidik Mizana, you don't have a choice. You don't have Mizana. And also, if you're Rashi also, don't Cheskas Kashrus anymore. Once she was captured by Shavuya, you don't Cheskas Kashrus anymore. You lose your Cheskas Kashrus, therefore it's even here. But a person has his own decisions, there's a Cheskas Kashrus that she's a Kashrus. That's if Taisvis has Pashut, Rashi also has to say like this. So, the Maravai, the Omra Vyechron. L'dibre ha-machshir ba, which means Rabbi Gamil, holds she is kosher, machshir bita, the kosher and her daughter also. It means she could say her daughter also is kosher v'kuna. Dibre ha-paisel ba, paisel bita. Dibre ha-paisel, paisel bita. That's kosher. Rabbi Lozoimer, this is the Chiddush, they're saying different. Lozoimer, l'dibre ha-machshir ba, paisel bita. Even Rabbi Gamil holds she is kosher, the daughter is paisel. I'm a rabbi, my time with Rabbi Lozoimer. What's pshat in Rabbi Lozoimer? Bishlama ihi is the cheskas the kashrus. Bishlama she is the cheskas the kashrus. Bita is born into the shaila. Bita less than cheskas the kashrus. So that's a pshat. Bishlama she has a cheskas the kashrus. She's kosher. The bita doesn't have. Therefore, you're not neman legabe the bita. That's Rabbi Elazar shita. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yechonon? What's pshat in Rabbi Yechonon? Holds that you are neman of a bita. So basically, the two pshatim. But basically, the pshat is since you neman legabe yourself, so it's automatically extension to the child. Right, the child has a cheskas kashrus. She has a cheskas kashrus. Once you know she was a nivel of kasher, automatically the kid's kasher. Some of them say a little more different, say uber yarechima, more like lomdish like that, uber yarechima. Either way, there's an emon and sphere of yechonon. Rabbi Lazar, no, you look at each down each one. Do they have a cheskas kashrus or not? A sphere of Lazar of yechonon. It says in our brisa we just learned, medvar mum ezi shu begufa. When is she nemon, according to Rabbi Gamil, only by ezi shu begufa? Av ezi shu bita, divai kol havar shtuki. Everyone agrees about shtuki. My lav, shtuki apostle. Doesn't it mean that the child's apostle? Stuki means stuki apostle. Loi, stuki v'kosher. The kids are stuki. We'll see what that means. But it's kosher. The kid's kosher. Break tomorrow. Mika stuki v'kosher. Hey, stuki is kosher. What does stuki mean then? In Kiddush Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, this might sound familiar. That means you learn Yavam as well. Dama Shmuel, Asara kahanim oimdim. There are 10 kahanim. Upirish echem hem ubal. One of them had to be with a certain isha. And they had a child. So you know for sure the child's a kohen. It's 100% a kohen. The loch is a vlach stuki, my stuki. If it means that you don't give him Yerusha Pshita, we don't know who his father is. We don't allow him to do avoida or chuma, Rashi says. The Ritva says you could have eat chuma, but you don't allow him to do avoida. Why not? The chsiv, it says in parashas Pinchas, the chsiv, v'hoysa loy ulazari acharav, bris kunas oilam. Misha Zarim Yuchas Acharav has a din kuna, that's in Zarim Yuchas Acharav. So you need to have Zarim Yuchas Acharav. So like this, the kid's a kosher. Aye, what does it mean, stuki? It means he can't be dua voido or chuma, according to Rashi, because he's not sure who his father is. He's not sure who his father is. You don't believe her that much. The Gabi, this thing, it's not Yuchas Acharav. Actually, it's Mashma, but Etzem, she is believed the Gabi the kuna. Just, this is the special guest of Kosh, Zarim the chief of the handles like, why would she be named Gabi kuna, Bechlal? But upon him, that's the Gemara comes out that according to Rabbi Yechonon, you nemal yavei kashus arbita ay shtuki. It means regarding the avoda or the truma of a kayim, because the pasuk of a hoysel zar acharav, you have to know exactly who your father is. If you don't know exactly who your father is, you can't do avoda and you can't eat truma.